Half of all personal bankruptcies filed by Americans result from people being unable to pay their medical bills. That's according to a new Harvard study published this morning in the online edition of the journal Health Affairs. Researchers say what's even more surprising is that most of the people who declared bankruptcy had health insurance. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Suzanne Gibbons is a registered geriatrics nurse. She's sitting in the waiting room at Chicago's large public hospital, Cook County, waiting to see her doctor. She'll likely wait all day. Gibbons has no health insurance, and 2 years ago she declared bankruptcy, not because she overspent her credit cards, but because of medical expenses that began 5 years ago.
I woke up one morning in June of 2000 in severe pain, and I knew something was wrong. My stomach was bloated beyond belief. I looked like I was 13 months pregnant.
Gibbons had emergency surgery for a bowel obstruction and stayed in the hospital for 5 days. Her insurance paid $4,000. Her hospital bill was $58,000.
I thought at $26 a week, I thought I was buying major medical, which is what I would have expected to pay every week for a major medical insurance policy.
But Gibbons' policy was not major medical. The hospital sued her, and she was ordered to pay $500 a month. She couldn't pay. And that led to Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Well, I had to sell my home and move to another place. I had my home for 28 years. That was gone in, you know, 1 year's time. So now I live in an apartment just like when I first started out of college.
Researcher Elizabeth Warren teaches law at Harvard Law School. She says Gibbons' story is not unique. In the study, Warren analyzed bankruptcy records for over 1,700 families and found about half were filed because of medical costs.
The people who end up in bankruptcy are hardworking, play by the rules, middle-class folks who end up with one bad medical diagnosis. And that's enough to turn them upside down financially.
And surprisingly, Warren says most of the people were bankrupted by expenses just under $12,000. And unlike Suzanne Gibbons, most had major medical insurance. But Harvard University's Dr. Steffi Woolhandler says their policies often didn't pay for needed care.
One fellow had serious knee injury, tore a lot of ligaments. The health insurance picked up his surgery bills. They picked up the hospital bills, but they didn't pay anything for physical therapy. He accumulated $13,000 in bills and was bankrupted by it.
Robert Moffitt with the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, says insurance should be required to pay for such catastrophic costs.
Insurance is not prepaid medical care. It is not to pay for routine small office visits to the doctor or routine or minor health care costs. The purpose of insurance is to protect you precisely from serious illness, which would result in hospitalization over any extended period of time.
Moffitt says the system failed Suzanne Gibbons, and he says that if insurance companies aren't better regulated and required to pay for catastrophic medical costs, then more Americans could face bankruptcy. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.